It's time now for The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt. Good morning, Marcia.
Good morning, CJ.
What a beautiful day.
It is stunning. It's beautiful. I want to talk about, speaking of beautiful, I want to talk about organizations, which may people might not think of as terribly exciting. But I'm reading this book that's based on a question. Could we invent a more powerful, more soulful, more meaningful way to work together? And if we do, we'll have to change our belief system. This is a book by a Belgian man, Frederick Laloux. He self-published this book not even a year ago, called Reinventing Organizations, A Guide to Creating Organizations Inspired by the Next Stage of Human Consciousness. So what the story of Frederick Laloux is interesting in of itself. He is in his early 40s, and he was working for a very high-powered consulting firm, working with large corporations on strategy, you know, implementation of change, et cetera. And he's sitting in these boardrooms or executive suites and thinking, this just got to be a better way. There's just got to be a better way. So this young man with young children, young family, drops out and takes 2 years, lives off his savings, and studies and looks for examples of organizations that operate out of a different mindset, out of a different frame. And so I was just, my friend Val recommended this book, and she said, I think you're going to like it. And I am just like, I'm vibrating with excitement as I read this book for a couple of reasons. One, in the 80s, when I was a middle manager in a large bureaucratic organization, I thought there must be a better way to engage people and get them, you know, capture more of their hearts. And so I managed a self-directed team back in the late 80s, inside in the middle of a very bureaucratic company. Well, just that context might, you know, indicate that it didn't do so well. But the other part was I was not of the mindset to make it work, because I was still a carrier of the dominant mindset of that organization, which is, if you're a leader, you're in charge. You know everything. You make it happen. It's all up to you. And so I was carrying the world on my shoulders, as I often do, but quote unquote managing a self-directed team. Well, it you can see the dissonance there. But it gave me a taste that there's something else that's possible. And the way we work together, whether it's churches, schools, not-for-profits, whatever. Well, that's what Frederick Laloux, also in his early 40s at that point, was starting to say, you know, there's just got to be a better way. And so he studies how the way we view the world matches then how we create our organizations. So if you think the world is about power, you know, the strongest survive kind of thing, then you'll create what he calls a red organization, where fear is the glue. So he uses color codes so you can kind of differentiate. So fear is the glue, highly reactive, short-term focused, like a mafia or a tribal kind of thing. So he goes through different evolutions of thought to the amber, which is a bureaucratic organization. You just have to have all the rules clearly articulated, and then you'll be effective, perhaps typified by government agencies, Catholic Church, military, more modern organizations, innovation. Innovation is the key. If we can just create an organization that has innovation, he calls that the orange organization. And a lot of multinational companies are in that mindset. The mindset that I think I was trying to operate out of, which was, he calls the green, which is about culture. You focus on culture and empowerment. But the thing is, and this is what was so true for me, I was still thinking as a leader, I could grace them with empowerment. You know, I still have that sort of hierarchical view of leadership that was in dissonance in terms of a way of working that's more holistic, more requires us to show up as the best of ourselves, indicates that we trust people. So this young man looked at 12 different companies, 7 out of the U.S., 5 in Europe, not-for-profit, non-profit, 3 not-for-profit, and their stories blow your mind, because you think, oh, well, that's all altruistic about trusting people and have them all be love each other. but in reality, there is story after story of these organizations getting phenomenal results. So, for example, Bert Zog, pardon me, it's a Dutch word, so I'm not sure I'm saying it right, but an organization founded in 06. It's nurses who provide services to communities, started from zero, is now from 06 to 2013 when the book came out, up to 7,000 nurses. And they have no bureaucracy, no middle management, no or very, very few organizational-wide policies how to operate. So they're very cohesive, self-managing teams of 12 or less, and they monitor their own performance. They have a coach available to them, but the coach can't tell them what to do. The coach can just say, this is what some other nurses are doing. You could look at that, try this, but they don't have power over. And this organization is getting phenomenal results compared to the average other nursing services inside the Netherlands. Something like half the amount of care of other patients, the patients heal faster, they experience a third fewer emergency admissions, they have shorter stays. There's something like in the form of millions and millions and millions of dollars are saved by the effectiveness of this particular organization. He has organizations that are manufacturing, organizations that are energy companies, and anywhere from 100 to 7,000 employees, so really huge. But basically he's saying this, if we shift our own way of thinking that we are whole people that are interconnected, if we operate out of trust, we can manifest a different way of working that creates incredible success for organizations. But what it means is, and this is what you and I have talked about, CJ, for how many years, is that we have to soften the hold of our ego, soften our little mini-me's that want to look good, and be open to not having our fears be in the driver's seat, and make room to listen to each other, listen to ourselves, so that we can come together and create something that's better than any one of us could have done individually, and certainly better than what we could have done if we had an all-knowing boss telling us what to do. So this book, Reinventing Organizations, A Guide to Creating Organizations Inspired by the Next Stage of Human Consciousness, has just got me so hopeful about what is possible and what might be different if we just move a little bit in our ways of thinking about human nature. If we trust humans, it turns out the trust was well placed. Let me end with a quote that he has in one of his chapters by John Nesbitt. The most exciting breakthroughs of the 21st century will not occur because of technology, but because of an expanding concept of what it means to be human and to be organized.
Indeed. Thanks, Marcia.
Thanks, CJ.